Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States announced additional sanctions against Burma's military regime. Since the military coup that deposed the democratically elected government in February, the military regime has responded violently to pro-democracy protests, killing over 800 people, including children, and detaining thousands. On May 17th, the United States designated one entity and 16 individuals connected to the regime. The entity is the State Administrative Council, the body the military regime created to support its unlawful coup. 13 of the individuals are key members of the military regime, and 3 are adult children of previously designated military officials. As a result of the designations, all property and interests in property they may have in the United States are blocked. In addition, unless authorized by an exemption, all transactions by U.S. persons within the United States that involve any property of those designated are prohibited. In concurrent actions, the United Kingdom and Canada also impose their own sanctions in relation to the ongoing coup in Burma. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrote, "As President Biden has stated, the United States will continue to promote accountability for those responsible for the coup. Our actions today underscore our resolve and that of our partners to apply political and financial pressure on the regime as long as it fails to stop the violence and take meaningful action to respect the will of the people." Secretary Blinken noted that the United States and its partners in the G7 welcome the 5-point consensus plan concerning Burma that was developed by the ASEAN leaders' meeting in late April. That plan called for immediate cessation of violence, dialogue among all parties, a special envoy to facilitate mediation, humanitarian assistance by ASEAN, and a visit of the special envoy and delegation to meet all parties concerned. Mr. Blinken urged Burma's military regime to immediately and unconditionally cooperate with ASEAN and the UN to implement this plan. Unfortunately, Secretary of State Blinken said, the military regime has thus far refused to cooperate in a constructive manner and has made no attempt to restore Burma on the path to democracy while continuing its brutal repression and violence against its people. The United States encourages all countries to consider imposing measures against the military regime to promote accountability for the coup and human rights abuses and to prevent further violence.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.